jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Anytime a grandmother gets involved, it immediately heightens the senses, doesn't it? I don't know what it is about people and grannies, but we get sensitive about ours. And I know this isn't my grandma, but I don't got no more grandmas to be sensitive about, so I might be sensitive about this grandma. I'm not sure. Let's read it first. Cece wrote in and said, am I the jerk for being upset I'm not invited to my granddaughter's birthday? This is what she said. So, my daughter is having a birthday for my granddaughter, who's turning 6 years old in a few weeks. They're going to a hotel so they can swim. She loves doing this for her birthday, and in the past, I've always gone with and stayed also. But this year, my daughter said that she'd just like it to be her and my granddaughter. And, of course, my granddaughter's friends and their parents, obviously, but they'll only be there for a couple of hours to swim. I mean, I get why she wants to do that with just her friends, but my daughter didn't even ask if I wanted to go for a little while. Me and my granddaughter are very close, might I add. Am I the jerk for being upset I haven't been invited? Thank you, Cece. Grandma Cece, oh, OG Cece, I'm feeling for you right now because I get where you're coming from. I do. You are the arguable OG, the matriarch, and you're going, what? For the last 5 years, I've been here. Who are you going to tell me that I can't come swim, right? You know, I'm your mother. What? I'm not invited? But you're also waiting for an invitation. How do we know you're not just assumed to be invited, right? I mean, I get with the context. She says she just wants it to be her and her daughter, or your daughter and your granddaughter, but that doesn't mean that they don't want you to pull up at all. They could be just assuming that you're going to be there regardless, and that's why you haven't gotten an invitation. You've been there the last 5 out of 6 years. Why would this year be any different? It's the auto invite? Or is it? That is the dilemma, because I get it. You are going, hold on, what do you mean it's just y'all? And do you not want me to come swim? Do you not want me to come at all? You're upset by it. Are you the jerk for being upset you haven't been invited? Grandma Cece, I think you might be, though. I think you might be, and I know I didn't necessarily think I was going to call you the jerk, Grandma, but a little bit. I think you might be overthinking it. I think you might be overfeeling it, more importantly, because it is her daughter, and at some point, there does have to be that separation. She's her matriarch, right? And I don't know how you are, how you act. Maybe you a little OC sometimes, CC. You be OCC, you know, out of control, and maybe you do too much. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not Grandma CC. Don't be mad at me. You wrote in, and this moral dilemma is great, so we're chopping it up. Is Grandma Cece the jerk for being upset she has not been invited to her granddaughter's birthday? I'm leaning towards yes, because of the simple fact that is also your granddaughter. Maybe they do want to do something just them, and you got to allow that. You have to be cool with that. Matriarchhood aside, you got to be cool with that. You can also do your own thing with your granddaughter. Who's to say next weekend you can't retake her to a hotel to swim if that's her favorite thing to do? Double up. I bet you the 6-year-old ain't going to be mad at it. I guarantee you that. So I don't know. That's what I say. 414-533-1037. It's a moral dilemma because I don't technically get to answer. I can tell you what I think, but I don't get to answer. You get to answer. 414-533-1037. Is Grandma Cece the jerk for being upset she hasn't been invited to her granddaughter's birthday party yet? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's tough. You know, grandmas make everything just a little amplified for me. I don't know if it does it for you, but yeah, I'm still surprised I went with jerk for Grandma Cece. Grandma Cece wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset she was not invited to her granddaughter's birthday. Said the daughter has the granddaughter at a hotel so they can swim. They do it every year. She's turning 6 years old this year. And this year, the daughter went, or mom, I should say, went, eh, grandma, this year we just wanted to be me and my daughter and her friends and parents, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean they don't want you there at all. Maybe they just don't want you to stay. I don't know. But I said I'm leaning towards jerk. I don't technically get to decide, though. So let's jump right into it. Get to the lines. We got a few people trying to get these theme songs. So let's start it off. Somebody on day two. Rainy, what it do? Good morning.
Hey, I got Will here again, too.
Will and Rainy Day, too. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on y'all names. All right, so you guys kick it off. You guys kick it off and get to answer first for Am I the Jerk? Do you guys think Grandma Cece is the jerk or not the jerk for being upset she's not invited?
I'm going to say right now she's not the jerk for being in her feelings because you're allowed to have your feelings. What decides if she's a jerk or not is how she reacts to that.
Ah.
So, you know, your granddaughter's getting older. She probably just wants to hang out with her friends.
True.
So mom's got the friends and the friends' parents coming. Parents are all going to talk. Friends are going to talk.
Yeah.
You know, this kid isn't going to want to
spend time with, you can say, yeah, you ain't going to spend time with grandma when your friends are around.
Yeah.
I know.
So you do something separate with grandma.
Sure.
And let her have her time with her friends.
I hear it. Just go, listen, grandma, you got to understand, you're not one of the gals. You're not jumping off the diving board.
She gets her own grandma time.
Yeah, she gets grandma time. And that's almost more special to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, like, she's not going to want to, you know, she's going to be preoccupied with her friends at this party. So do something separate where it just gets to be grandma and granddaughter hanging out for the birthday, because you're not going to get the time you want anyway.
I hear it. And if you guys are close, she's going to appreciate that probably more than having you kind of bombard the swim pool party that she's trying to have.
Ooh. Absolutely. So not the jerk for feeling a type of way.
Right.
But she needs to just let it happen and realize your granddaughter is getting older.
Yep.
And you're just going to have to kind of change the way you do things.
Honestly, that sounds great to me, right? Easier said than done, though, Rainey and Will.
I feel you.
No, but you kick it off, say not the jerk, but it's a fine line. You're teetering, Grandma.
Teetering.
All right, but teetering, but still not the jerk. You kick it off. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you guys later. All right, Monday, day three.
Got you. Love you. Bye.
All right, love y'all back. Bye. All right. Somebody that did earn their theme song called 5 days in a row. She did the due diligence and now she's already going. It's different. Yeah, she's different. Saucy different. Yeah, she different.
Good morning, I'm Saucy. Different. Yes, I'm different. Good morning. How are you doing,
DZ? Good morning. I'm good. Honestly, I'm feeling a little conflicted with Grandma Cece's situation, but we're going to work it out for her and decide. I am still kind of leaning towards, yes, she is the jerk, but I agree with what Rainey was saying. What do you say?
You know, I agree with what she was saying as well. However, let's be an adult and communicate your feelings with your child and say, hey, what's going on? Instead of assuming and getting all up in your feelings.
Oh.
Even though, yes, her feelings are valid. But just, like, okay, get some clarification. Not only that, but like Rainey said, you know, go do something separate with her.
But it's
all good.
So, Saucy, you're saying she is the jerk just because you can be in your feelings, but it doesn't sound like she made an effort to really find out what was going on, because it could be a very justified, viable reason, and it's as simple as, yeah, but she would rather do something alone and separate. Maybe the granddaughter's going, yeah, but I don't want grandma to feel like she's just around a bunch of kids. Maybe they're thinking of you, not thinking of you, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of the time people take things way too personally. Like, get out of that. It's not you, it's me. And that is a true statement sometimes, you know?
Yep.
And you got to believe it. It's not you, it's me. It happened.
It does happen. Okay. All right, Saucy. So you split us. We're 50-50. Saucy says, yes, the jerk. She's in her feels and she got to take a step back. I love it.
Yep. I got to say, be careful, everybody out there. These roads are very, very slippery.
Are they?
And the snow is falling very, very fast.
Okay. You heard it here. Appreciate you, Saucy. Take care out there. We'll see you later, okay? Love. Bye. Ooh, we are splits. Split down the middle, 50-50. And somebody that's on day 4 of getting their theme song is our deciding vote. Miko, Papa, buenos dias. Good morning.
Familia, buenos dias. How goes it?
What's up, fam?
You know me. I just jump right into it.
Yep. What's up?
Not the jerk.
Not
the jerk
at all. At all. You sound convinced.
We're all assuming that it's the baby that doesn't want her there. It's the baby that wants to be with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, yes, I do agree. Moms and I get it. My kids, especially, we got to remember she's 5 years old.
Right.
Everything's black and white at this age to the kids. So for me, my kids were always like, "Where's Lita? Where's Abuelita? Where, you know," they always want that cuddly, protective person around.
Right, and that's always the grandparent. You know that.
Exactly. So I don't think she's a jerk, but I do agree the fact that, you know what, just speak up and be like, "Hey, honey, am I invited to this thing? Because I would like to be there regardless, even if it's just for the day."
Sure.
And just put it out there.
Yeah, maybe they're not thinking about it. Okay. All right, Miko.
Not the jerk, man. Not at all. Day 4, baby.
Standing on business and day 4 at that. We're going to holler at you on Monday for day 5, all right?
You have a good one and be safe.
You too, man. Be safe and start thinking about that theme song. Day 5. Let's go, man. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Miko, we appreciate you. That works it out. Grandma Cece, you are not the jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Anytime a grandmother gets involved, it immediately heightens the senses, doesn't it? I don't know what it is about people and grannies, but we get sensitive about ours. And I know this isn't my grandma, but I don't got no more grandmas to be sensitive about, so I might be sensitive about this grandma. I'm not sure. Let's read it first. Cece wrote in and said, "Am I the jerk for being upset I'm not invited to my granddaughter's birthday?" This is what she said. "So, my daughter is having a birthday for my granddaughter, who's turning 6 years old in a few weeks. They're going to a hotel so they can swim. She loves doing this for her birthday, and in the past, I've always gone with and stayed also. But this year, my daughter said that she'd just like it to be her and my granddaughter. And, of course, my granddaughter's friends and their parents, obviously, but they'll only be there for a couple of hours to swim. I mean, I get why she wants to do that with just her friends, but my daughter didn't even ask if I wanted to go for a little while. Me and my granddaughter are very close, might I add. Am I the jerk for being upset I haven't been invited? Thank you, Cece." Grandma Cece, OG Cece, I'm feeling for you right now because I get where you're coming from. I do. You are the arguable OG, the matriarch, and you're going, "What? For the last 5 years, I've been here. Who are you going to tell me that I can't come swim, right? You know, I'm your mother. What? I'm not invited?" But you're also waiting for an invitation. How do we know you're not just assumed to be invited, right? I mean, I get with the context. She says she just wants it to be her and her daughter, or your daughter and your granddaughter. But that doesn't mean that they don't want you to pull up at all. They could be just assuming that you're going to be there regardless, and that's why you haven't gotten an invitation. You've been there the last 5 out of 6 years. Why would this year be any different? It's the auto invite? Or is it? That is the dilemma, because I get it. You are going, "Hold on, what do you mean it's just y'all? And do you not want me to come swim? Do you not want me to come at all?" You're upset by it. Are you the jerk for being upset you haven't been invited? Grandma Cece, I think you might be, though. I think you might be, and I know I didn't necessarily think I was going to call you the jerk, Grandma, but a little bit. I think you might be overthinking it. I think you might be overfeeling it, more importantly, because it is her daughter, and at some point, there does have to be that separation. She's her matriarch. right? And I don't know how you are, how you act. Maybe you a little OC sometimes. CC, you be OCC, you know, out of control. And maybe you do too much. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not. I'm not Grandma CC. Don't be mad at me. You wrote in, and this moral dilemma is great. So we're chopping it up. Is Grandma CC the jerk for being upset she has not been invited to her granddaughter's birthday? I'm leaning towards yes, because of the simple fact that is also your granddaughter. Maybe they do want to do something just them, and you got to allow that. You have to be cool with that. Matriarchhood aside, you got to be cool with that. You can also do your own thing with your granddaughter. Who's to say next weekend you can't retake her to a hotel to swim if that's her favorite thing to do? Double up. I bet you the 6-year-old ain't going to be mad at it. I guarantee you that. So I don't know. That's what I say. 414-533-1037. It's a moral dilemma because I don't technically get to answer. I can tell you what I think, but I don't get to answer. You get to answer. 414-533-1037. Is Grandma Cece the jerk for being upset she hasn't been invited to her granddaughter's birthday party yet? We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's tough. You know, grandmas make everything just a little amplified for me. I don't know if it does it for you, but yeah, I'm still surprised I went with jerk for Grandma Cece. Grandma Cece wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset she was not invited to her granddaughter's birthday. Said the daughter has the granddaughter at a hotel so they can swim. They do it every year. She's turning 6 years old this year. And this year, the daughter went, or mom, I should say, went, Grandma, this year we just wanted to be me and my daughter and her friends and parents, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean they don't want you there at all. Maybe they just don't want you to stay. I don't know. But I said I'm leaning towards jerk. I don't technically get to decide, though. So let's jump right into it. Get to the lines. We got a few people trying to get these theme songs. So let's start it off. Somebody on day two. Rainy, what it do? Good morning.
Hey, I got Will here again, too.
Will and Rainy, day two. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on y'all names. All right, so you guys kick it off. You guys kick it off and get to answer first for Am I the Jerk? Do you guys think Grandma Cece is the jerk or not the jerk for being upset she's not invited?
I'm going to say right now she's not the jerk for being in her feelings because you're allowed to have your feelings. What decides if she's a jerk or not is how she reacts to that.
Ah.
So, you know, your granddaughter's getting older. She probably just wants to hang out with her friends.
True.
So mom's got the friends and the friends' parents coming. Parents are all going to talk. Friends are going to talk.
Yeah.
You know, this kid isn't going to want to
spend time with, you can say, yeah, you ain't going to spend time with grandma when your friends are around.
Yeah.
I know.
So you do something separate with grandma.
Sure.
And let her have her time with her friends.
I hear it. Just go, listen, grandma, you got to understand, you're not one of the gals. You're not jumping off the diving board.
She gets her own grandma time.
Yeah, she gets grandma time. And that's almost more special to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, like. She's not going to want to, you know, she's going to be preoccupied with her friends at this party. So do something separate where it just gets to be grandma and granddaughter hanging out for the birthday because you're not going to get the time you want anyway.
I hear it. And if you guys are close, she's going to appreciate that probably more than having you kind of bombard the swim pool party that she's trying to have. Ooh.
Absolutely. So not the jerk for feeling a type of way.
Right.
But she needs to just let it happen and realize your granddaughter's getting older.
Yep.
And you're just going to have to kind of change the way you do things.
Honestly, that sounds great to me, right? Easier said than done, though, Rainey and Will.
I feel you.
No, but you kick it off, say not the jerk, but it's a fine line. You're teetering, Grandma.
Teetering.
All right, but teetering, but still not the jerk. You kick it off. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you guys later. All right, Monday, day three.
Got you. Love you. Bye.
All right, love y'all back. Bye. All right. Somebody that did earn their theme song called 5 days in a row. She did the due diligence and now she's already going. It's different. Yeah, she's different. Saucy different. Yeah, she different.
Good morning, Saucy. Yes, I'm different. Good morning. How are you doing,
DZ? Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. Honestly, I'm feeling a little conflicted with Grandma Cece's situation, but we're going to work it out for her and decide. I am still kind of leaning towards, yes, she is the jerk, but I agree with what Rainey was saying. What do you say?
You know, I agree with what she was saying as well. However, let's be an adult and communicate your feelings with your child and say, hey, what's going on? Instead of assuming and getting all up in your feelings.
Oh.
Even though, yes, her feelings are valid. But just like, okay, get some clarification. Not only that, but like Randy said, you know, go do something separate with her.
But
it's all good.
So, Saucy, you're saying she is the jerk just because you can be in your feelings, but it doesn't sound like she made an effort to really find out what was going on, because it could be a very justified, viable reason. And it's as simple as, yeah, but she would rather do something alone and separate. Maybe the granddaughter's going, yeah, but I don't want grandma to feel like she's just around a bunch of kids. Maybe they're thinking of you, not thinking of you, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of the time people take things way too personally. Like, get out of that. It's not you, it's me. And that is a true statement sometimes, you know? Yep. And you got to believe it. It's not you, it's me. It happens.
It does happen. Okay. All right, Saucy. So you split us. We're 50-50. Saucy says, yes, the jerk. She's in her feels and she got to take a step back. I love it.
Yep. I got to say, be careful, everybody out there. These roads are very, very slippery.
Are they?
And the snow is falling very, very fast.
Okay, you heard it here. Appreciate you, Saucy. Take care out there. We'll see you later, okay? Love, bye. Ooh, we are split down the middle, 50-50, and somebody that's on day 4 of getting their theme song is our deciding vote. Miko, Papa, buenos dias, good morning.
Familia, buenos dias, how goes it?
What's up, fam?
You know me, I just jump right into it.
Yep, what's up?
Not the jerk.
Not
the jerk.
At all. At all. You sound convinced.
We're all assuming that it's the baby that doesn't want her there. It's the baby that wants to be with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, yes, I do agree. Moms, and I get it. My kids, especially, we got to remember, she's 5 years old.
Right.
Everything's black and white at this age to the kids. So for me, my kids were always like, where's Lita? Where's Abuelita? Where, you know, they always want that cuddly, protective person around.
Right, and that's always the grandparent. You know that.
Exactly. So I don't think she's a jerk, but I do agree the fact that, you know what, just speak up and be like, hey, honey, am I invited to this thing? Because I would like to be there regardless, even if it's just for the day.
Sure.
And just put it out there.
Yeah, maybe they're not thinking about it. Okay. All right, Miko.
Not the jerk, man. Not at all. Day 4, baby.
Standing on business and day 4 at that. We're going to holler at you on Monday for day 5, all right?
You have a good one and be safe.
You too, man. Be safe and start thinking about that theme song. Day 5. Let's go, man. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Miko, we appreciate you. That works it out. Grandma Cece, you are not the jerk.